Chapter 6. I wish I had known that forgiveness is not a feeling. The only healthy response to an apology is forgiveness. But what does it mean to forgive? Before I got married, I thought that forgiveness was letting go of the hurt and thus restoring the feelings of love. It seemed rather easy to me. I remember once when Carolyn called and broke a date with me, saying that she needed to go shopping with a girlfriend. I was crushed and angry. How could she think that a shopping trip with a girlfriend was more important than our spending the evening together? I lived with the pain of hurt and anger for 2 days until we had our next date. The evening had not progressed very far when she asked, "Is something wrong?" I opened the floodgates of my emotions and let it all hang out. I told her how disappointed I was that she would choose a shopping trip with a friend over our time together. When I finished my display of emotion, she said to me in the kindest way, "I'm sorry. I should have explained it more fully to you. It wasn't that I didn't want to be with you. That was the only weekend my girlfriend had off from work, and she needed my help in purchasing a birthday gift for her mother. I knew that you and I could get together another night. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'd rather be with you any night than go shopping. I hope you will forgive me." Like a paper towel soaking up water, her speech and apology evaporated all of my hurt, and I was overcome with warm feelings of love. It was over. Our relationship was restored, and I never thought of it again. In my mind, that's what it meant to forgive. However, after we were married, forgiveness seemed much more difficult. One evening, about 6 weeks after our wedding, Carolyn and I were engaged in a full-fledged argument. In the midst of the argument, she went to the closet, got her raincoat, slammed the front door, and walked out into the pouring rain. My first thought was, why doesn't she stay and fight like a man? But my second thought was, oh no, what if she doesn't come back? My tears flowed freely as I wondered, how could it have come to this so early in our marriage? I flipped on the TV and tried to forget the ordeal, but there was no forgetting. After what seemed like an eternity, I heard the door open and I turned to see her crying. "I'm sorry I walked out on you, but I just couldn't take it any longer. I hate arguing. When you yelled at me, I knew I had to get out or it would get worse." I apologized to her for raising my voice, but in my heart I blamed her for the whole argument. We went to bed with our backs toward each other. The next day, after time to reflect, I apologized more fully to her, and she apologized to me. We both said, "I forgive you." But the hurt did not evaporate, and the warm feelings of love did not return. For the next few weeks, I relived the episode. I could not get out of my mind the picture of her walking into the rain, nor could I remove the sound of the slamming of the door. Each time I replayed the scene, the hurt returned. As a recent college graduate, I had never taken a course on the topic of forgiveness, nor did I remember ever seeing a book on the topic. I simply knew that our statements of forgiveness to each other had not restored the feeling of love. Now, after more than 30 years as a marriage counselor, I have learned a great deal about forgiveness. In this chapter, I want to share those insights. Let's start at the beginning. What forgiveness is and isn't. Forgiveness presupposes that a wrong has been committed. Irritations do not call for forgiveness. Rather, they call for negotiation. However, when one of you speaks or behaves unkindly to the other, it calls for an apology and forgiveness if the relationship is to be restored. There are minor offenses and major offenses, but the process is always the same. When one of us offends the other, an emotional barrier is erected between the two of us. The passing of time will never remove the barrier. Barriers are removed by sincere apologies and genuine forgiveness. In the last chapter, we talked about how to apologize sincerely. In this chapter, we are talking about what it means to forgive. In the Jewish and Christian scriptures, there are 3 Hebrew words and 4 Greek words that are translated as forgive. They are synonyms with various shades of meaning. The most basic idea is to pardon or to take away. When speaking of God forgiving us, the scriptures say, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us." Forgiveness removes the barrier and lifts the penalty. No longer does God demand that we pay for our wrongdoing. When we sincerely apologize and request His forgiveness, He pardons us and will never again hold that failure against us. We are instructed to forgive each other in the same way that God forgives us. Thus, forgiveness is not a feeling, but a decision. It is the decision to offer grace instead of demanding justice. Forgiveness removes the barrier and opens the possibility for the relationship to grow. Perhaps I could better explain forgiveness by sharing four things that forgiveness does not do. First, forgiveness does not destroy our memory. I have sometimes heard people say, "If you have not forgotten, you have not forgiven." That statement is untrue. The human brain records every experience, good and bad, pleasant and unpleasant. Psychologists have explained the human mind as having two compartments. One is called the conscious mind, and the other the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is composed of those things that you are conscious of in this moment. For example, I am fully aware that at the moment I am sitting in a chair. If I choose, I could share with you the sights and sounds that are around me. The subconscious mind houses past experiences that are stored in mental files. Some data flows freely from the subconscious to the conscious mind. At a given time, we may choose to bring data from the subconscious to the conscious. For example, if you ask me, "What did you eat for breakfast?" I could reach into the subconscious mind and tell you I had Cheerios with blueberries. Before you ask the question, I was not consciously thinking of breakfast, but at will, I could retrieve that information.